Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Like a feather, like a feather, yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 5K a day. It starts next week. Alice and Odyssey. That's our app. That's the name of our company, and it's also the name of our app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. We have your chance to win $5,000 a day. All you need to do is listen to Alice on the free Odyssey app. Just download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Log in, listen to Alice for at least an hour, and you get a daily entry for your chance to be the winner of $5,000. Someone is going to win $5,000 every single day. You've got all this week to get yourself ready, starting next week, 5K a day. Okay. I found this very interesting. Others may not. I'm always interested in what the new metric is for people getting paid on for digital streaming and songs on demand, etc. And I found some pretty surprising things. I felt that they were surprising in this list. So
okay.
At the end of the year, people get the Spotify Wrapped thing, and they know who they listen to the most. And I think it was Sabrina Carpenter. She was like, yeah, I listen to me the most. I like me, and I listen to me.
Seems like a young person thing. I've shown videos to my kids, and they're just they're amazed yes. with that. They just love themselves.
Look, how amazing I am! It's me. So satisfying.
Most of us of a certain age are like, I'm the last thing I want to watch. I'll watch anything but me.
Right.
But okay.
I don't need to be sitting. I'll be hating on myself.
Young people. They just love themselves. It's great.
It's nice.
Go Sabrina.
Yeah. So. The most streamed song on Spotify in 2024. It is an Alice hit. Take a guess. What do you think? Damn, the first, I'm telling
is
you.
Is it Hozier?
Hozier is number 7. Hozier's Too Sweet had 1,217,251,000.
1 billion. And what do you get paid?
Here, hold on. Let me do the math.
Oh, okay.
Well, so because that's the thing I've been doing. I'm trying to figure out what it is now. Here's the metric is.
And this is just Spotify.
This is just Spotify.
Okay.
And they say it pays between 0.002 cents, which is like 2/1,000ths of a penny, and 5/1,000ths of a penny. 0.002 or 0.005 per stream.
Okay.
So if you stream. Let's see what you would have to get. I think you'd have to stream 1,000 times to get.
Feels like you shouldn't have to divvy up a penny.
1,000 times 0.002, 2 cents. If you are streamed 1,000 times, you make 2 cents.
Okay.
Or now possibly $2.
Give me the billion.
It's got to be $2. $2.
We're even $2 isn't enough.
I don't really know what it is. All right,
I don't know.
So,
I got $2 million. That's what you'd make off the stream if it was 0.002 for a billion.
Oh, for a billion?
Yeah.
Yes, I was doing for 1,000.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Trying to show you like what 1,000 is, but I think it's $2 per 1,000. So if he's at 1.2, so 1,200,000, that's 1.2 billion times, I'm going 0.002, okay? $2.4 million for 7th place.
So Spotify scratches off a check to Hozier's people.
Because I'm going low. on this. I'm going to go with the point.
And then we have to assume the record company gets a cut of that. That's not all just money that goes straight into Hozier's pocket.
And taxes and agents, right. et cetera.
But still, that actually...
Well, he's the seventh. That's the seventh most streamed song on all of Spotify.
In the world.
In the world. So that song is seventh place and 1.2 billion streams.
Okay.
Worth, on the low end, I went with the 002 and not the potential 005.
Well, look, it's either Billie Eilish or Taylor Swift. That's my guess at number one.
Well, I'll tell you something. You're half right. And it ain't Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift's barely in the top 20. I know.
Is that Swifties. Because so much of her music got played that no one song stood out? That doesn't make any sense.
I see her next appearance. So she's at number 18 with Fortnite. That's her and Posty. And that streamed 795 million times. So let's see what she made. I'm sure she has a much sweeter deal than many people. 795 million times 0.002. She made about $1.5 million, maybe $1.6 million off just that song.
And that's okay. Just Spotify.
And this is just Spotify.
What really would be neat, and there's no way to do this, and I'm not trying to convolute your story, but it would be neat to be able to see what artists were making back when records and record labels were in charge of the music business. And would that just absolutely top anything Spotify is paying anybody, because a whole record, you know, well, each record, maybe it sold less.
I just don't know where you get, there has to be someone who's able to do arithmetic.
Right. There's just no way to because compare the two.
It was only sales and radio airplay. That was how we listened to music. You had to purchase a physical unit, and that was not cheap. It was $1 for a single, and more than that by the time I wasn't buying singles anymore.
I just looked this up. It used to make 10 to 20 cents per sale.
Per record.
Yeah.
So if they sold a million, they made $20 million.
Right.
Nah, that doesn't math out. They made whatever they made. Some amount of money.
You said it and he goes, right.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, but here's the thing. I would have absolutely said immediately Taylor Swift topped that list and it was like the first 30 positions were Taylor Swift songs. So her first song is Fortnite at number 18. The next time she appears on this list, and I'm looking at Spotify's by song, the top songs that were streamed, who streamed the most. Her next appearance is at 34. I can do it with a broken heart. 559 million streams.
If I were to guess, and I am only doing that, I would say she still sells a lot of physical copies of records.
She does.
Records,
she's
CDs.
She's not poor. She's going
to
be
fine. No. But what I mean is, it's very possible these people are listening to their physical versions of these things.
It is very possible.
I don't know if that's... Like, one of the things I think of is I probably listen to more music now than I ever have, even though I was an absolute music junkie as a kid. But that's because I couldn't bring my record player with me everywhere I go. I couldn't, even when we'd make cassettes of stuff, you'd still have to have a player, you know, like at the skateboard ramp. If someone brought a thing out
with
batteries, then we could listen to cassettes. Otherwise, you just didn't have music.
Yeah, you didn't pop your earbuds in and have your phone going or your watch.
So while with my kids, I will tell them, go listen to music. And they don't think of it as an activity that stands by itself.
Right.
Well, I can listen to music while I'm doing something else.
Right. And sure, it wouldn't be an accompaniment, but because you needed to be located where the music was happening.
Right.
You know, back to Taylor Swift just really quickly. Her first appearance on this most streamed thing is at 18, then 34, then 62. Like her individual songs did not fare well. She's par. So it looks like they did everybody who got like 100 million or more. I'm down at number 602, which is the lowest one on this list. And it's Buddy Holly, That'll Be the Day. Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day streamed 100,193,000. Let me see what that's worth.
Was that in something recently that gave it a bump?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a great song. It's an all-time classic. But it feels like it would have had to have been in a movie that the kids got, sort of interested in it for or over.
Okay, that makes, so 100 million streams times the 0.002 is $202,000. I mean, maybe dollars. I'm not sure.
And that's a great song. It's early rock and roll, but he died so young, he never even became who he could have been.
Right.
You know?
I know. Right. But he still has like these everlasting hits. So he's at number 602 on this list. I don't know how my math is on this. I'm thinking like maybe this 0.002 of a dollar, of a cent, of a what? Of a penny? I don't know. So anyway,
wait, 0.002 of a penny?
I don't know. Is it?
Or, well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, if it was 0.002 of a dollar, wouldn't it be 0.02? That'd be 2 cents of a dollar.
Yes, but I don't understand. What.
My brain hurts from all this.
I know, my brain hurts too. So anyway, the number one song, the most streamed song, by not that much, maybe 600. I can't do the math. I won't be able to do it. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, was the most streamed song on Spotify. The whole top, half this list is Alice songs.
So she was more than Sabrina Carpenter.
More than everyone. Okay. Yeah. So Birds of a Feather, that one song.
It's a hit.
1.8 billion streams. 1,801,553,000.
Good for her.
1,601 streams. Sabrina Carpenter's number two with 1.791 billion streams.
I'm sure this makes me seem out of touch, but I've never once listened to Spotify.
Oh, yeah. I don't use
Spotify.
Not
one time.
I pay for Spotify because I have kids. And somehow I'm on some kind of family thing where even if I'm listening to Spotify, I get kicked off because he's got a higher membership than me. I'm like, but I pay for how is that? Just have it.
We have Apple Music, so they can get what they want that way.
But I'm like, what do you need Spotify for?
We don't have Spotify.
I only use Odyssey.
Yeah, me too. I forgot about that. That is what I use. But apparently the kids need to, there's the social element, like you make your own playlists and stuff. Okay, the third most streamed song from 2024 is Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Mm-hmm. 1.7 billion streams. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. 1.449 billion streams.
An all-time classic.
How is Shaboozy not in the top five?
Shaboozy is number 13. He had just over a billion streams, the bar song Tipsy, which is kind of interesting because that was the number one song for 19 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like but this is just one platform. On Odyssey, maybe he blew it out the roof. I just thought it was really interesting that I figured Taylor Swift would just own this list and she really doesn't. So there's that. Let's see. Yeah, they say it edged out Espresso by Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather edged out Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso by like 650,000 streams. Billboard's Hot 100 for the year, though, had Birds of a Feather at number two. So I don't know. Everybody's got their own metric, I guess, right? I guess it depends who's using what.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's it for that. I just thought it was interesting. I figured that was going to be Taylor all the time. A couple of things that are happening in Vegas this year. I think I mentioned to you that Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are doing a Las Vegas engagement. It's only 5 days. It's not like a true residency. It's a 5-day engagement at the House of Blues Las Vegas starting June 13th. So if you are... And I guess that Joan Jett was touring with Alanis Morissette.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I think everybody has, I can't say everybody. A lot of people have great respect for Joan Jett. She was one of the original female rock stars.
She's badass. She still is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a current picture of her and she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the 13th, 14th, 18th, 20th, and 21st of June, House of Blues.
I never saw that movie about her early days. Was that called Cherry Bomb?
It was.
The song was Cherry Bomb, I know, but
it was about the Runaways, right?
Yep. It's an early rock band she was in with Lita Ford and a couple other ladies.
Who went on to do stuff. That was a total, that was not a documentary, right? That was like a movie that cast with different people. Okay.
I never saw it, but I remember, I know the band and I know what they did, and she's gone on to continue to be a rock star into her 60s?
Easily.
I don't 70s know. Maybe, right? Yeah. She might be over...
I don't know. I would
66.
Say...
66.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Barry Manilow.
Who?
Yes, Barry Manilow. He actually, I had asked for like, you know, play me 70s gold or whatever. And he popped up like Copacabana. Remember you performed Copacabana? Her name was Lola.
I do remember that.
She was
that.
A showgirl. I remember a very soft spot for that song. Yes. So it popped up and I went, oh, Vinny sang that song. Yeah. He's going to do a rest of my career lifetime residency. That's this the Barry Manilow quote. He's at Westgate, Las Vegas. Never heard of it.
Westgate used to be, I think it's what used to be the old Hilton.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
The Hilton built that big, giant thing. Mm.
Well, he'll be performing at the Westgate Resort and Casino's International Theater for the rest of his life.
That's where he's been performing then, if it's the same place. But,
I don't know.
He flies from Palm Beach or Palm Springs every, like, private jets in, does the show private jets back home. He's been doing that for a long time.
That's a lifestyle, isn't it? Just like, I got to commute to work. Get my helicopter. First he flies private to the Las Vegas airport, and then they just put him in a helicopter, land on top of the casino, and he... Her name was Lola. She was the showgirl. They're showing some pictures of him in the funniest outfits. He looks like a bird in some of these.
I might be wrong, but I think Jane loves him.
Oh.
I think
that would
Jane,
surprise me. He's been that guy.
Absolutely loves him. Like, there's some story, I can't remember, but I feel like there's a story that Jane has that she's just loves him, and it goes way back.
Janie, you're listening. Let's get a nice Alice trip to Vegas to see Barry Manilow.
Yeah, can you make that happen,
can you
Jane?
Make that happen? We'll all go together. It'd be such that'd be such a kitschy thing to do. It's fun. Anyway, he's like, until I die, I'm going to just keep doing shows here. A lot of people do that, you know, that's where you wind up. And if you can keep making, if you like it and you keep making money, boom, you're all set. It's all good. Oh, and one final thing. Here's your headline only. It's all you need. The Cure's Robert Smith teases another new album targeting summer 2025.
I love The Cure.
He's been teasing not one, but two new albums. And this one is the summer 2025, which means there's one that's even closer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. I think for fans of The Cure, you love that. You love that most recent album. You were saying you listen to it all the time,
it
right?
It was my most listened to record, and it was, the tour they did was fantastic, and he sounded perfect. Mm. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, all the way through, and he doesn't look real healthy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I expected him. I've seen some shows from with older stars. It's Peter Murphy from Bauhaus. Mm-hmm. The guy couldn't get through songs. He was gurging water in between words.
Bring me my oxygen.
Trying to get the songs out, but it was completely distracting because he'd say the line and then be like, go. Another line. I just thought, bro, hang it up. I don't know if it was just a moment or if that's the way it has to be permanently for him, but woof.
I gotta bring home some paychecks.
Well,
here we go.
Might be
Give me some water and some oxygen. I need my tea.
Okay, I'm out of time. What do you got?
Our last look back as the average American rates 2024. Why are you thumbs downing like that?
I do not like 2024.
Sheesh, wow.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's a brand new year. Happy Monday, January 26, 2025. Cut all that out. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info and photos and trailers, all the stuff we talked about today. It's all up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. If you don't have the free Odyssey app yet, what are you waiting for?
Allow.
All things Sarah and Vinny and Alice Radio live on the Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app. Listen to Sarah and Vinny and Alice all day, every day.
Odyssey.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Free. Creepy.
It is free.
Odyssey.
Dude, he just called you creepy.
Yeah, well, takes one or no one. So.
That's so funny.
I'm not creepy.
He's truly injured over your kid's assessment of him.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, oh, look how cute, look at Boogerhead. He's got his kid. And I showed it to my kids. And my kid goes, that's creepy.
Which kid?
Sean.
By the way, we're talking about a nice Christmas video I sent of my nephews and I singing.
It's up on Facebook, right? Or
it's
Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah.
Your Instagram?
It's on my Instagram at Maddie Stout. In case you want anybody's Instagram on the show, just go to Alice973, and there's links to Jane, you, Vinny. Okay.
Oh, me. Speaking of... Good as eight. I was walking back from the bathroom, I passed Jane in the hall and she said, you are right. I do love Barry Manilow.
Oh, so is she going to work on a whole Vegas trip for us?
Well, I didn't get into the whether or not she can pull money out of thin air and make a whole promotion happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right, money.
But I do think that it's cool that she's a big, like, truly a big fan.
Yeah, it's funny. Do it. Her name was Lola.
She was a goth girl.
Oh,
she wore a black all day.
You know, those were some fun days. That was, we sold out Bimbos for that show, and it was,
yeah,
fun.
It was like a bet payoff, right?
Yep, it was super fun.
Yep.
When was that?
Like maybe 99.
Wow.
Whatever it was, we sold it out. We went off. We did this bet payoff. I remember being on stage and just looking out at the crowd. And then one of the guys in my band is like, dude, it's you. It's your turn. You got to start.
Okay, we're going to start over. And the drummer's going to go, ga-da-boom, ga-da-boom, when it's time for you to start singing. They restarted the song like four times. It's like, just go. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Actually, I don't even think it was that song you had problems. I think it was your own song,
my
Boobs.
My own songs I screwed up too. It's just not my thing.
Well, it's just fun.
Anyway, here's our first story, everyone.
Okay,
let me jump back. The fog in the city is beyond belief. It's gotten actually worse.
Yeah.
So just so you know, partly cloudy in most places around the bay today. The city is fogged in. We should be clear for like 10 days straight after today. Like right now, the forecast is just all sun all the way down. So, you know, that can be changed. But for now, get through today, you're in the sunshine. Let's see. The average American rates 2024. So this was a survey. It was done. 2024 is now over.
Yeah.
America has spoken. In the new survey, Americans were asked to rate the year on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being incredible and 1 being a horror movie. And this year came in at a 6.1.
That seems high.
It did seem high for me, too. But we had, you know, we had change here at work that made our jobs 10,000 times harder.
Yes.
And that went on and on for a while. So that was difficult.
It did. And my year was like, even just as I was like, well, finally we're getting to the end of the year. And then just like the hits just kept coming. Like there was just so much. Like I would give last year, I'm not kidding you. That was a miserable year. I would like to choke it out, stomp on it. I'll just throw paint down on it.
Is it a
hit
one?
It with a can. It's not a one. It's not a horror movie, but it's a 2.5 at best. It was a year. And, you know, I didn't die last year. So I guess I'm going to give it a point for that.
I think the worst part is there were a couple rough ones between the pandemic and the pandemic wasn't the worst thing. Far worse things happened to people. Like I didn't end up in the hospital. I didn't end up on a respirator. I mean,
it could have been worse.
There were definitely bad things that came. People launched a business only for it to die.
Well, our launch date is March 10th, 2020.
I mean,
we put our entire life's work and savings into this. Here we go.
Right. And then poof.
Poof is right. Oh, my God.
So
can you imagine?
Maybe that's how a 6.1, because they're looking back and going, well, those were rough years prior. Now we're free.
Maybe.
But I'll tell you what. I'm going into grocery stores and they are masked up.
Oh,
big time right now. So I don't.
Well,
you know,
it's not gone.
No,
isn't
I know.
Crazy?
I understand. And I took the whatever that thing's called.
Booster.
whatever it is, I've taken it. So I'm not walking around in a mask. Mm. I haven't in a while. Mm. But I go into the grocery store and there's someone with a mask and I'm like, oh.
Are you wearing that because you don't want what I've got or because you don't want to give me what you've got?
Yeah, yikes.
Either way, I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Anyway, overall, the average came in for the year from an American surveyed 6.1.
All right.
17% gave it a 5.
Some people had a good year. We had a tough year. Good for them.
Yeah, it was a hard year. Ugh. There's, you know, someone that I was very close to, I haven't talked to since. It's very strange, you know? You know who?
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird.
That was just part of it, yeah.
Poof. Like, right. And then just like, oh my God, I haven't talked to that person since.
I thought you were talking about Alicia.
No, after, Alicia after is, doesn't, the, I don't even know who who could that be?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't talk to her anymore.
Wow.
After
you loved bringing that up to him all the time.
Yeah, she loved
the door was
that
wide
story.
Open.
It's her favorite
someone,
story of all time.
There was
someone
asleep
maybe.
In a bed right there in the ensuite bathroom. Door open, knees showing. Just one of my faves. That's all. That's
when
just...
asked what made 2024 memorable, the most popular answer was reconnecting with old friends and family members, back to the whole coming out of the, you know, the pandemic. And now we're traveling more and getting out. That was followed by creative and personal growth and getting a new pet.
Oh.
So
that's
there you
always
go.
Nice, right?
The average American, 6 out of 10. That's not a bad deal.
I'm glad to hear that. Some people had a good year. That gives me hope for this year. Maybe I'll have a good year this year. That'd be great.
The newest disturbing trend among, you know, you've heard people say tipping's out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone asks for a tip now. Right. Apparently the latest is front desk people.
Like
at a
the
hotel.
The person checking you in at the hotel?
The person checking you in is giving you a card to scan a code and leave a tip. So the Hyatt now accepting cashless tips. Rena is her name. She writes thanks on the card. And the card has, what do they call those things? QR codes? A QR code so you can boop it and tip it straight to that person's account.
You know, the thing about asking for a tip that way is it's so uncomfortable. Like, it's not, I don't consider that to be a tipping position.
No.
And I don't, and now though, what if I look at you and you've just handed me the card and I don't tip you, am I, when I call later to bitch about my room or something that, or ask for something to be sent up, like, are you going to spit something in it? Like, I don't understand.
The bummer is, in especially a situation like you're in a hotel, is we already know tons of extra charges come through hotels to tourists as it is.
Yes.
We've put those things in place. How are they paying for the football stadium? People who pay, go to hotels,
right.
You know, all that
tourist
kind of
fees,
stuff.
Right.
Tourist fees, they're nonstop. So here you are budgeting for a vacation and you're saying to yourself, well, Disney's going to cost a boatload. It just does. You've got this and food and this and did that. And now the hotel staff on top of every other single thing is like, can I get my $5 too?
Yeah. Well, and you're already tipping the person who valets your car,
yes,
and the person who's the bellman, and anytime anybody brings anything to your room. You know, it's basically, we should all just wear a QR code and says, give me money.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give me money, here's my QR code.
And the problem, too, is that you seem like such a D. If you go, you know, I really don't want to have to tip you. I feel like I've tipped all the way from the out my front door in the Uber.
Yeah.
Through the airport, onto the plane, out to the hotel. Like, wow.
It's just like, if you're walking around in the world, you're bleeding money. Stay home.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is it comes to the point where people, even who have a couple bucks, right, will say, I can't afford to travel.
Mm.
Not under these circumstances. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, here's a perfect example. How about we tip school teachers? Yeah.
I do tip. I used to. We used to give them a cash prize every Christmas.
We try to do the same, as well as, you know, participate and also not be pains in the asses, which is another hopeful.
That's helpful.
Well,
hopefully
there's a lot
appreciated.
Of, you know, we're all a bunch of pains in the asses these days.
A lot of people wrote in, I absolutely love Barry Manilow. So they're in. Mm. If you can, you and Jane can put together
Janie,
that
let's
trip.
Work on that. Let's figure that out. Everybody, you have to pay your own way and pay for your hotel and then we'll meet you there. We're just going to tell you when we're going and then we're going to make it an Alice event. It's going to be great.
703 says, Sarah, I'm panicking. I forgot to bury cash before midnight. Monday, money's tight now, so I'm worried it will be worse.
Uh-oh. Oh, did I remind you guys? I reminded you guys.
Yeah, you don't need to remind me. This is now a tradition at my house. And Christina's absolutely, she hands me a five. I'm like, shouldn't we bury more? She goes, what's the difference? I think we need to bury more.
Well, I mean, you know what? I buried a one. This year.
Oh, yeah. So
I didn't bury it.
You should
actually.
Probably explain
what
you're burying money
so,
for.
Since I was little, I don't know where this started, but ever since I was a little kid, you have to take cash money, not a coin, paper money, out of your house. It needs to be outside. It can be anywhere in the world. And you hide it before midnight and you take it in the next day on New Year's Eve. And it's, I don't know who says this. It's dumb. It's just a superstition. Now I can't stop doing it because I'm like, oh, well, I've had some success. And obviously it's because every year I put this money outside.
Yeah, you must be asking for trouble if you don't
right.
do it. What are you,
now
what
I'm
are you
asking
doing?
For trouble if I don't do it. So every year I hide some money, take it in the next day, and that supposedly is for prosperity in the next year. And I didn't remind everybody this. I reminded you guys, but I don't post anymore, so.
Reminder, Thursday, January 9th, this is from 510, is a day of mourning for President Carter, and post offices and federal buildings will be closed.
I forgot to mention that.
You know, he was one of the first presidents that I remember because I would have been in fifth or sixth grade. I'm not sure which one. But we did reports on any one of the three guys running. So it was Carter, Ford, and a guy named John Anderson. And of course, I had to choose him. Who no one knows at all, anywhere,
funny.
Ever. But I just, that was one of the elections where they start bringing kids in along, you know,
right,
like,
right.
Oh, here's an election. And Carter won. Anyway. And I wrote a report on John Anderson. Mm. I don't remember anything about him.
Wow.
Sarah, oh, no, I'm not going to do that one. They say the name that you're not supposed to say. Uh-huh. Here we go again with Sarah Math. If it's a thousandth of a penny per stream, that means 1,000 streams makes one penny.
It's 2 1,000. So 500 streams make one penny?
I'm lost with all the math.
Yeah, I honestly don't even.
Yeah, because as soon as I started doing it, I'm like, that's not of a dollar. That's of a penny.
Why don't you just talk Chinese to me? I understand that the same way I understand
truly
math.
It feels like. All these streaming services are just telling artists, well, here's the math on it and you figure it out. And then they just don't pay them anything. Cause that doesn't seem like, just doesn't seem like a lot. I don't know.
I still feel like being an artist and making music is a great thing, but
yes.
And there are some that make fortunes
still,
but like you just said it earlier today, the guy in the Mother Truckers.
Yeah.
Is super talented.
Yes.
And you were like saying something about him being note perfect and all this stuff. And yet, is that guy a multi, you know, billionaire? He's not.
I don't believe so.
You know, you can be talented and not hit.
You can be the most talented and then also not be rich.
Right. Anyway, that's
too bad. It's almost like the more talented you are, the more richer you should be.
Well, I think you have to have a head for business. You have to not fall. And I'm not saying your buddy's a drug addict, but certainly that's one of the things
sure.
that some of these
There's
guys fall for.
There's plenty of ways you can screw it all up, Vin.
Oh, my goodness. Squid Game is great.
The second
Just
season.
Has more story outside of the game, so it's different than last time. Voiceover is the best.
Yeah, the voiceover.
No.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
That's terrible. So,
what? I'm on your team. I'm on your side. Oh, come on. Oh, you want to see some of this, huh? Yeah, you like that, huh? Still got her after all these years.
Yeah, good job.
Anyway, game me.
Oh, okay, sure. Let's do it. Let's play a game. Oh.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We talked today about a very famous donkey.
Oh.
Who died.
Perry the donkey or Dominic the donkey?
Perry the donkey.
Okay.
But Dominic is still the best donkey.
All right.
He's the Italian Christmas donkey. Here's a little quiz for you about donkeys.
Oh.
So we'll start with Sarah.
Okay.
Where were donkeys first domesticated? South America, Europe, or Africa?
Well, my first thought is South America, and I don't know what that says about me. I'm going to go Africa.
Europe.
You were wrong, Vin. You were right, Sarah.
Oh,
it's Africa.
It's Africa!
All right, what's a male donkey called, Vinny? Jack, John, or Jim?
Jack.
Can I also say Jack, or do I have to pick a different one?
No, you can
say Jack.
You're both right. It's a Jack. All right, true or false? Donkeys have excellent memories and can remember places and other donkeys for years.
Probably, right? I'm going to say yeah. True.
False.
It is true.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. What is the lifespan of a healthy domesticated donkey? 15 to 20 years, 25 to 30 years, or 35 to 40 years?
Who goes first, Vinny?
Yeah.
B, Bob.
I feel like they made a point that this was an old donkey in the story today. What was the first one?
15 to 20
I'll
years.
I'll say 15 to 20 years.
You're wrong.
Okay.
It is 25 to 30 years. Right. Vinny gets the point there. All right, and finally, what is a group of donkeys called? A herd, a pack, or a drove?
Oh.
I swear I just thought, me and my friends.
What about you and your friends?
We're a pack of donkeys.
Oh. Are you going pack?
No. What was the question again? Sorry, I just...
What's a group of donkeys called? A herd, a pack, or a drove?
I'm going pack.
I'm going drove.
And Sarah, you are correct. It is drove, and I believe... With
by
that,
score of 4-2, Sarah brings it down. First one of the year. Woohoo! Yeah.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Boom.
Saracuda.
That's right. Goodbye. And Happy New Year also. Happy New Year. Be sure to listen all day. We're on 24/7. Plus, that'll get you in the mode. Like, you listen on the Odyssey app, and then next week when we're doing the $5,000 a day, you'll already be in that mode. Janie's on this afternoon, so everybody's back. We're rolling. We're going to make this the best new year ever.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll see you in the morning.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.